welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, where significance blooms in athletics and sports. Hey, I'm excited about this Saturday. I'm going to my very first women's tackle football game. It's this Saturday at 7 p.m. in Richmond, Virginia. And it's our first connecting event since 2020. Yes, I don't think I've attended. I think the last function I attended was, I think I was at the CIAA. I did go to support Serena King Coleman, who is the reigning CIAA women's basketball champion. She's also a member of the Garden. And right before that, I went to the Super Bowl Women's Power Lunch in Miami in February. So, yes, I'm excited about getting out and seeing members. Even though this is close to home, it's still somewhere to go and to celebrate each other. We're celebrating a Garden member and an Advanced Academy member, Sherry Lewis. If you got a copy of the Significance in Athletics magazine, you will see a wonderful spread on her as one of the, I think it's called the Richmond Black Widows. She's a member of that football team. And when we did the article, she was about to, they were just starting the team, and then they had to stop due to COVID. So this is their first home game, and I'm excited about being there. She's a member of the Richmond Black Widows, and they're taking on the Carolina Phoenix. And I think, and I have not done all of my research, but I do think that the young lady, Jennifer King, who is newly, I think she's the only or the first or something like that, she's assistant running back coach for the Washington football team. And she was the quarterback, I believe, for the Carolina Phoenix. Because for me, that name sounds familiar, and I believe I did have her speak to my class. And so I remember her saying that she was a quarterback for a tackle football team in Carolina. So, yes, I might be late to the party because these women have been doing this for some time now. And I like to be exposed. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm going to check out a hockey game coming up. So one of my students is in ticket sales, and I was like, okay, I have a connecting event up there. I think that's in New Jersey. So, yes, when I travel, I take you with me. So that being said, come meet me in Richmond on Saturday at 7 o'clock. You can buy the tickets online. And I think when you go to Richmond Black Widows, you can type that in into Facebook. You can go ahead and sign up. And guess what? If you're really one of my friends on Facebook, you probably already got an invite because I am clicking to everybody. I just feel like when I grow, everybody else should grow too. And support. Yeah, this is one of those things that, no, I'm not getting any type of financial backing for hitting the button for all my friends to come in to join me. And I think it's really because I'm just so glad to be out and having a connecting event. I just want everybody to enjoy it. And it's outside, so it's safe. You know, I mean, you can be social distance all the way across the football field if you like. But and then I just also want to support women who have brave enough to put this helmet on and to tackle, you know. And I understand that there have been flag football out there for a while. But, yeah, this young lady is one of my clients, and really what I'm hoping is that these collegiate teams that are adding women's flag football will bring her on board. She does work in Parks and Recs in Richmond. as well. And so, yes, when you sign up for the Advanced Academy, you have my whole being. I'm going to try to support you in all that I can do. So, again, Saturday, 7 p.m., Richmond, Virginia, women's tackle football, Richmond Black Widows versus the Carolina Phoenix. If you buy online, it's $10. If you arrive and want to buy your ticket in person, it would be at least $15. So, hey, get your ticket today. And actually, when I get off the podcast, I shall make my ticket purchase. Okay. Now, interesting enough, I know you have heard and already have registered. I know everybody listening to the sound of my voice has registered for our listener appreciation reception. I believe this is our seventh. This is our seventh listener appreciation reception, but it is only our second virtual one. Yes, we usually have our reception in conjunction with a NACTA reception, or a NACTA convention. And they are going virtual as well, last I heard, but they moved it to July. And so we're staying with our consistent time frame of June. And this year, we are celebrating authors in the group. Let's say that, our brand new authors in the group, our most recent authors in the group. And you heard me talk about the virtual book release for Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes. She is a commissioner and a director of athletics for Dillard University. And she also has an event coming up, which I'm going to mention later on. But yeah, and she's also a client. And so I have been pushing and pushing and pushing for her to finish this book. And the reason why I say that is Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes, survived Katrina. And she was selected to come back as an AD after Katrina. So can you imagine trying to build up after that? Everyone has gone off to safety, and you got to rebuild. And I think that is such a blueprint for what we need now. Now that we're opening up and we've been invited back, and many people, athletics has seen a big hit from that. And I think she has the template for us to let us know how do we go back. And let's just be clear, it will be a new normal. It will be a new normal. So, yes, I'm that type of coach that's all in your ear. Come on now. And so, yes, I put it out there, and I said, well, you have until June the 14th to finish that up. And she says, you got to put the pressure on. No, it's just a happy nudging. So, we want to be there for support for Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have fun. But, you know, that's the whole point of us, is growing. Just imagine, we're going to act like we're in person, and we're going to love on her. We're going to encourage her. And we're going to what? Pre-buy her book. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So, and in the midst of that, since our last time together, I've had another scholar to ask to join the media partnership. And so in June, you'll start hearing her her 32nd spot. But I also wanted to push, let you know that she will also be joining our listener appreciation reception, which will be held virtually June the 14th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it is Dr. Jasmine George Williams, the author of the recently published Love is the Root of Resistance. And I think this is going to be quite interesting. I have begun to read the book. It is on Amazon. And I'm sure she's going to give us a talk or two about what made her write the book. And it's about athlete activism. And I think that another piece that is so important for a time such as this, because when people become awakened and become exposed, they continue to seek more information to feed that thirst of how to navigate this new awakening. And it's best to give them a framework, because otherwise they just continue to copy what they see, and they will not learn how to have an authentic voice and how to carry that out. So, yes, it's still fun, okay? It's not going to be one of those heavy things, okay? Because Kiki, if you know Kiki, Kiki brings the energy, okay? And so don't worry, there's going to be another type of lecture kind of thing. But it is a celebration of two women who have been brave enough to put their thoughts on paper. And we must support. We must support. Must. So how do you do that? You go ahead and register, okay? And thanks to Dee Dee Merritt for her finding value in the Chat in the Garden and being our lead sponsor for the reception. So Dee Dee Merritt is the director of the NCA Leadership Development. And that says a lot. When the NCA Leadership Development finds value in what we do, that says volumes to me. And I really appreciate her support financially and with herself, just words of encouragement and her engagement in the group. That's key. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're an avid listener and you like to, look at the post, you just need to like or make a comment. Engagement is the key, people. Engagement is the key. You'd be surprised what kind of gifts come when you become engaged, okay? And so one of those things is to what? Sign up for this reception to get engaged, so people can see the face that goes with the name. So go to Monique AJ Smith S ZoomRoom.com. Again, that's Monique AJ Smith with a apostrophe S, but no apostrophe, ZoomRoom, and make sure that you are signed up, because this happened to us last year, okay? Everyone signed up. Well, no, take that back. Everybody tried to sign up at the last minute, and I have to approve of you because I am not going to have any Zoom room bombs, okay? So I want everyone who's supposed to be in there to be in there, okay? So that's the key thing I need you to understand, that you got to register beforehand, okay? So go to Monique AJ Smith's, apostrophe S, ZoomRoom.com, and to register. Look forward to seeing each and every one of you all, okay? And you heard me say about the magazine that I'm going to support Sherry Lewis, who had a nice spread, and no shade to any of the other contributors, but that's my favorite one because she has on her uniform, people. And I'm like, bet. And so if you don't know what I'm talking about, hey, you need to go get the magazine. And you can get the magazine on PDF form. So I invite you to go to payhip.com/seasonempowerment and just go ahead and purchase a $9.99 PDF of Significance Magazine that features 16 contributors to the magazine. And they're Women of Color in Athletic Administration and Sports. Now, interesting enough, I think I found out last week or week before last, you all know how I may come across. There's two things I want to share. I found out that my guest last week, we had been talking previously because I do strategy calls. And so she was actually the job that she currently had. She contacted me to do a strategy session and about getting the job. And so she was academic advisor, and she wanted to become over all of it. And she said that the advice I gave her was what carried her over the top. And what I just told her was what's your numbers? What's your measurement? You know, if you had been in the second row but you want to go advance up, what kind of matrix can you share that you have done where you are? So if you're an academic advisor, how many GPAs did you help increase? All right, how many people were low the threshold and you were able to bring them up? What are the numbers that you can share to and to use new terms? What are the analytics that you can share, the matrix that you can share that you have moved the needle? And so I said, why don't you just do the podcast? And I felt bad because I knew that name meant something, but I just couldn't figure out. And she said, oh, no, we talked a couple of times. So that happened to me again. Young lady who was in the magazine. Now, a client of hers, Emmanuel Washington, who is doing the documentary about she's the number one fan pertaining to women in football. So I said, he wanted to be in the magazine. I said, well, no, you can't be in the magazine, but you can highlight two of the people that you're going to highlight in your documentary. And so he did that. He highlighted, y'all get this, he highlighted a young lady that had been my intern at the CIAA, and I didn't even know it. Well, she wasn't my direct intern. She interned under Cheryl White, who was the PR director. And I was like, ooh, I felt so kind of bad. Thing was, she didn't recognize me because I was Morgan then and now I'm Smith. But I was like, okay, she didn't recognize me, and I didn't recognize her. So it wasn't like I just, you know. But you just never know. When I tell you the circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and you kind of go like, we have already touched? Yeah. So still want to know what I'm talking about. Go to payhip.com/seasonalempowerment and check out this magazine. Yeah, it's ironic that we got two hits talking about football in there. And I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to some football. Yes, I am. I really, really am. That being said, I think I might get my season ticket for Hampton University. Yeah, so if you're fiending for it, go ahead and get your fix and go ahead and get this magazine and look with some women who have some dibble and dabble in football at payhip.com/seasonalempowerment. And, you know, we got some champions in the house. We have some champions who's got some hardware on their trophy case or on their wall. And now I'm talking about Jolene Robinson. I really did enjoy watching Jolie coach her team to championships. And here's the thing. Jolie is one of those ones that doesn't use she didn't use the sideline as a stage. And she has some colleagues that like to act a fool over there and entertain the crowd, like turn around and talk to the crowd. Jolie didn't do that. She was about her business. And so that's where the trust factor comes in. She's not flashy. She's conservative. And knowing all those things allows me to trust her in what? The financial investor game. She's now taking her winning ways to assist women in the financial investor game. And it's something that she fell into, and it's worked for her, is adding additional income stream. And I'm here to tell you, you need to have additional income stream, period. period. I'm just going to share a little tidbit with you all. You know, I'm from the country, and I went to college with my father tearing down some trees, and that's how I went to Hampton University for 4 years, paid for. And so when you cut down trees, you plant new seeds. You really get it why I'm all about seeds of empowerment, because I grew up around all of this, trees and seeds and growth and farms and that kind of good thing. But I cannot grow a thing. All right, I can only grow people. So anyhow, my father down the trees, planted new seeds, and then 30 years later, the trees were ready to be cut down. Thus, I graduated, 31 years ago, and I cut down the trees. That's another income stream for myself, which allows me to have freedom to do the things that I do like to do, which is adjunct, part-time with the city of Hampton, working with my students to execute what it is I teach in the class, and run my business. So, hey, that's just one piece. That's just when I tell you that was a quick drop of a seed, you're going to have to do some more research on that. But, again, just recently I went home to the country home in Waverly and was cleaning up, and I saw my mother had some stock. And I was like, Mom, you know you have some stock? No, I didn't know. I was like, okay. So I go online and I see how much stock she has. So, again, it's been earning money while she didn't even know it was there. So that's what an investor game is supposed to do. It's not one of them you sit there and watch it and you look to see. You know, I know the news tell you what the stocks are doing every day, and that's an overall picture. But you do want something that makes money without you having to watch. And so if you're interested in having an additional income stream, and the new types, this is the interesting one, the new types, contact Jolie at 980-298-2231. Again, 980-298-2231. Or, and text her, okay? Don't call her, just text her. Because she is an athletic administrator at a university during the day. And so you can also email her at jrobinson@stepping2win.com. jrobinson@stepping2win.com. And stepping and the number two, win.com. That's jrobinson@stepping2win.com. I just love bringing great info and resources. Yes. And I met someone this week who went to, I think she said she went to college with, or she played in the WNBA with Tawana Smith. So, you know, I'm big on authors. Oh, I'm big on authors. I mean, if you ever, ever, ever want to put a smile on my face, just send me a book. I'm happy when I get a book. And, yeah, I'm a child of a retired librarian, and my father was an English teacher. I was the only child, so books are my best friend. And you just, and I would tell you, my pastor once asked me, what are my endorphins? And I said, learning. He said, well, whenever you get to that stress point, go do what your endorphins. So whenever I get the sad blue face, I'll go grab one of my books off my shelf, and I read something, and I can see the blue sky coming from the gray sky. So here is one of those books that I'm suggesting for you. Definitely an eye-opener, especially if you are an advisor of young people in athletics who have a desire to go to the next level. And because I have been dibbling-dabbling with the AAU piece, oh, it is necessary, because they start seeing the star status quite early. And these parents, they get it too. So if you get these AAU stars on your campus and they have their mindset And, yeah, I've learned some things. You can reclassify. You can do things as strategies. And so, honestly, you don't want them to know more than you know. Yeah. But if you begin to build a trust factor with your athlete, you want to be able to tell them what's going to happen after they leave you. And that book is Surviving the Lights, a professional athlete's playbook to avoiding the curse. And I'm telling you, it's a very well-written book. And it's not one of those then ones that somebody just do something together. She's done research. She's got interviews with previous professional athletes. And she's kind of managed some herself. And I highly, highly recommend this book. And you can get it on Amazon in three different formats: ebook, audiobook, and paperback. And my last thought on the book is this: the NFL purchased the book for all of their attendees of the Celebration Bowl, well, the participants rather. All the participants of the Celebration Bowl were able to have this in their possession. And Tawana actually spoke to the participant to the on the Celebration Bowl. So don't take my word for it. If the NFL purchased this book for the attendees, it must be some truth to it. Don't you think so? So I think this is one of the ones you need to go get on your bookshelf. And, yeah. It is a must. And I learned so much. And especially when they get paid. There's just, people don't realize that unless a game actually happens, they're not getting paid. Yeah. So that's why the lockouts and things like that, you know, and then when they do the signing, they get all excited. And, realize that the next payment or whatnot is not coming until the fall, and then you go out and go buy, get all excited, and then, okay, and I'm telling you, again, it's really eye-opening. You know, even though you get drafted, you still got to make the team or, you know, or be one of the ones that are playing. Yeah. So, and I've heard some real horror stories of you might have been drafted, but then if the star player wants one of his buddies from his previous team to have that spot, you out of luck. Yeah. These are things you just don't know. And this book will help you get there. This book will help you get there. So I mentioned that Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes is also on the entrepreneur side as well. And she's partnered here as a media partner to let you know about this great, great adventure that's going to happen July the 8th and the 11th. She has created a sports leadership academy, and it was just for teens, but then she expanded it to young professionals. I believe all the scholarships have gone at this point. But I would invite you to go to her website to find out more about how to enroll. Because I don't think the enrollment has ended. I do believe the scholarships have ended. And the tuition is $249, July the 8th through the 11th. And she's got a great lineup for you. So I would suggest you go to www.sywacia.com. Again, sywacia.com. And that stands for So You Want a Career in Athletics. And I would suggest you really support her there. So now has the time come to meet our guest of the hour. And I believe I've talked to this person several times, and she is one of the ones that have been engaged inside the group. So that's another reason why you need to get engaged, so you can get invited as a guest, because I'm looking for those who find value in the garden, to be honest with you. Okay? And so we have with us on the last Wednesday in May, Devon Thompson, Assistant Professor and Advisor of Kinesiology at Jarvis Christian College. Welcome to the garden. Hi, Devon. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great, dear. I'm great, great, great. So, we're going to start with, because you got lots of experiences, and I want everybody to hear them. Let's start from your college position.
Ooh, goodness. I played 4 years at Philander Smith College from 97 to 2001. I actually finished a semester early, but we only have one ceremony, so I didn't actually walk until the spring of 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Right after graduation, I landed my first coaching job as an assistant volleyball and bowling coach at University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. I was there for 3 years. I kind of had a little setback, and I had just had my son right after graduation as well in 02. So going and having him and, you know, really not spending time with him, I kind of got lost in motherhood and sports. So
mm-hmm.
I decided to take a break, and I got back in the health field. I was originally in college to do nursing, and my coaches from college, the late Hilton Chandler and Danny McElroy, kind of whelmed me in to coaching. I used to help them a lot after practice and help them with basketball. So I never decided and never enrolled and submitted my application for nursing school intentionally. So I went back into the health field, and I did that from 2005 to 2008. I also worked with one of my assistant professors in kinesiology at her community center while I was in college, helping with summer programs, with the after-school programs, with volleyball, and, you know, teaching the young kids in the Lashke program.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I worked for her, and she did a little resume thing with us at work one day, and I kind of got bamboozled somewhat. I didn't know if the position came open back at my alumni at Philander, because I always go over there, but I wasn't thinking, like, coach is not serious, he's not going to leave, he loved the game too much.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the resume, and I still stayed in contact with some of my professors and some of the workers there. And she knew who was on the hiring committee and kind of slid my resume to them. So I just got a phone call one day and was like, Devon? And it was from Sora Lovelace. She's my Sora as well, and she was still working there. And she was like, Devon, you know, what you been up to? You know, we've been keeping track of you, this and that. We see what you're doing, and we kind of heard you wanted to get back in volleyball. And I'm just like, okay. And so she was like, well, you have an interview coming up on such and such day. I said, what interview? So I ended up having an interview. I got the position. I was there from 2008 to 2011. While working at Philander the last 2 years, 09 to 11, I was helping two coaches from Texas with their sports with SID information, helping them insert stuff because they didn't have an SID at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of helping them from afar. And in 2011, they called me and they was like, Devon, just go on and move to Texas. You come down here and there. You come to visit. You help us out. We need an SID. You're doing good. And come. I'm like, I'll think about it. Well, one of the coaches was also a good friend. She coached volleyball as well. And she kind of convinced me. She was like, what's the worst that could happen? I said, you're right. Okay, I'll submit. So long story short, I end up submitting my resume, got called for an interview. Well, I end up walking out of that interview with a 2-1, not only as the SID, but I also walked out as the athletic director.
Wow.
So I end up moving down there. And
what was the name of that school?
That was Texas College. in Tyler, Texas. So I accepted that position, did well, sports increased, student enrollment increased, their GPAs increased, the baseball team ended up going to conference. It was just several things that took place during that year. I was the actual first female athletic director for the school and the youngest one at that. During that time, one of the coaches, one of the ADs that I was working with at a colleague, at my colleague, was Coach Burwell, Alicia Burwell at Jarvis Christian College. Well, I actually played against her girls when I was in college. She was Springer then, and she was the head volleyball coach at Jarvis. And we just always talked, and she was like, well, you know we're bringing our volleyball program back. We're starting it up since being discontinued in 2010. I said, throw my name in the hat. Just, you know, she was like, stop playing. I was like, no, serious, just throw it in the hat. And then I just told her, I was like, I was just joking after the meeting. So about a day or two went by, and she called me, and she was like, submit your resume to this email by 4 o'clock today. I'm just like, I'm in the middle. She's like, it has to be submitted by 4 o'clock. I'll talk to you later. She just hung up. And so I submitted it. I end up getting a call. By that time, I did not return to Texas College, and thank God I did submit my resume before then. And I was just hanging out with my friend in Shreveport, just hanging out, relaxing. And I get a phone call. And by that time, I had already interviewed. And I get a phone call by, like, May 24th of 2012. And they was like, Devon, we're calling to see if you want to accept the position over at Jarvis Christian College for the head volleyball. I'm just like, okay, sure, yes. So right, that's how everything started at Jarvis. I coached from 2012 to 2018, I end up getting moved into administration as the assistant athletic director. After those 7 years, during those 7 years, I was compliance officer. I was adjunct teacher for kinesiology. I got moved that summer of 18, right after coaching, to working with strictly athletes and a compliance officer for the athletes. And then one of our colleagues passed, who was the head, who was one of the leading professors in kinesiology. So I got asked if I wanted the position, and I accepted it. So that's how I am now the assistant professor of kinesiology.
Wow. I told you all you had an extensive background, and we had to take a slow stroll so we can make sure we could grasp all of that. So so let me, just so folks can have an understanding between NCAA and NAIA, which schools were NAIA and which schools were NCAA?
NCAA, well, our schools consist of, well, it has declined over the recent years. NCAA schools and NAIA, it's a difference, but with NAIA, we follow the NCAA rules to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
Within our conference, it has changed, like I say, changed throughout the years. We used to have Langston, Bacone, Sagu, and Texas Wesleyan. They pulled out in the early years. 2013-14 was when those two last schools pulled out. More schools, Wiley College, Texas College, Jarvis, Our Lady of the Lake in Houston, Tillerson, and University of Brownsville used to be in there before they pulled out, and now they are University of Texas, Rio Grande. So it fluctuates. We end up pulling in LSUA and LSUS, who used to be in the Gulf Coast Conference, I believe, that I can recall. And then we end up having Texas, University of Texas, Texarkana, to pull in a few years ago. So it kind of fluctuates here and there. We just added another school, University of Texas, San Antonio. They are pulling in, I believe, for the 21-22 school year, And I believe this would be their inaugural year, and then they will fully be committed the 22-23 school year. So it just depends on how our commissioner and what schools contact him to pull in.
So what conference are you in?
We are in the Red River Athletic Conference.
Okay, that's the same conference that it was right there, tip of my tongue, and I just lost Langston.
Well, Langston pulled out in 2017, I believe. Don't quote me. I believe 16 or 17. But Langston is now in the Sooner Athletic Conference.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah,
I thought it was like
one
sport. I didn't think it was all of them.
No, it was all the sports. They pulled out of Red River.
Wow. Wow. See, you are a wealth of knowledge, okay? So the reason I wanted to do that is because you seem to know a lot of people. And many folks, when they're looking for these opportunities, they're only applying or shaking the trees or the bushes for the NCAA because that's all they know. And their opportunities at the NAIA, as Devon has just shared with us. So talk about how they can, expand their mindset to consider NAIA institutions.
For career-wise or sports-wise? For
career,
students?
not sports.
Career, apply. I mean, it's the website for NAIA. They have a website on. They have a career service center area on their webpage. Basically, as they say, the old school say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Use your connections. Some people want to stay solely on an NCAA level. I have always been on the NCAA. I was on an NCAA level until I came to an NAIA level. The only reason why I knew NAIA is because before I left Philando, working with Dr. Kimbrough, he was actually our president at Philando Smith College before he went to Dillard University, where Dr. Kiki Barnes is. I actually ended up working with her. We kind of go way back when I was in school. Playing, she was actually a basketball coach, not the athletic director. When I got back to Philander, we kind of got back in touch, and before Dr. Kimbrough left, he wanted to get Philander into a conference, because before then we was independent through NAIA.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the independent schools, it was schools up north playing University of Iowa. It was just some schools that I've never heard of, and we would never play an actual conference game against them. So before he left, he actually got my assistance to help move Philander into the Gulf Coast Conference in 2011 before he left. So everything got approved and submitted, and that's how Philander became a part of the Gulf Coast Conference before he left. It was just the network that we was doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the people that I knew in the conference. And then, of course, still staying in contact with some of the coaches that I knew who played, and they became coaches as well in the conference and in other conferences. So don't limit yourself to a certain conference or a certain level. Expand your experience. That's my opinion. I've been SWAC. It don't matter to me. If I can get back in it, I'll get back in it eventually. I don't know when. I'm kind of taking my time because right now I enjoy teaching. But eventually when I get ready to kind of ease out of teaching, I'll ease my way back into coaching, and I'm just going to use my resources. I don't care if I drop down to a JUCO level, go back up to an NCAA level or an NAIA level. I'm just going to use my resources to put me back in that field.
Well, I think I'm going to use that quote, expand your experiences. I think that is the answer, because I kind of knew that you had done both, and that's why, but I didn't know which ones were NCAA. And I didn't know which ones were NIA. So which ones were that you work with that were NCAA?
Philander, I'm sorry. University of Arkansas was the only NCAA college that I worked for, and they was within the SWAT conference.
And what school was that?
University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff.
Oh, yeah. I did a staff retreat for them way back when. So, okay, so then, that tells you you have a vast experience, and that's key. You know, I mean, that's key, and not just like some vast, extensive experience. And so that is very, that makes what you share and bring to the table a lot more richer. And so I'm just glad that I'm able to share your experiences here in the garden. But I do need to pay some bills. So we're going to take a short break right here. And when we return, we'll continue talking about the experiences of Devon Thompson.
This is Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes, founder of So You Want a Career in Athletics. Do you know a young girl who needs help navigating her career? She may be the perfect candidate for So You Want a Career in Athletics. So You Want a Career in Athletics is designed to equip the next generation of women leaders with the tools they need to succeed. So You Want a Career in Athletics is accepting applications for our two virtual summer academies for girls, June 17th through June 20th, and young professional women, July 8th through July 11th. Discover your unique leadership profile. Develop relationships with industry experts. Determine strategies to help you thrive in your sports career. For more information, visit www.syw.acia.com. Again, that's www.syw.acia.com.
Hello, I am Jolie Robinson, a retired collegiate head women's basketball coach and now a wealthy trader and business owner. Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Do you feel financially stuck or strained? Or maybe you just want to make some extra money? If you said yes to any of these questions, then what are you waiting for? Contact me, 980-298-2231. It has truly changed my finances and life, and I just want to share this with everyone. This could be the change you're looking for.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of A&A Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving their lives? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
Welcome back to Chapman Garden, where significance blooms in athletics and sport. So, I'm trying to see, do I want to ask my question or do I want to stick to the script over here? So, Jasmine Highsmith, who actually is also inside the Significance magazine, she has athletes rock. Female athletes rock. Let me be clear. And she would like to know who inspired you to work in sports.
It was my college coach, the late Hilton C. Chandler, and the assistant coach Danny McElroy. Those were my collegiate coaches.
So when was the first time that you had a woman that inspired you?
Oh, gosh. It was when I was at UAPB in 2002 to 2005. Betty Hayes at the time. She is Anthony now. And the assistant coach, Kwanzaa Bibles. I actually played against Kwanzaa Bibles. She was the head coach while I was at UAPB. We actually played against each other in college. Coach Hayes was not only the senior women administrator, but she also coached softball and volleyball. Mm-hmm. So when both of us graduated, Coach Bibles ended up graduating before me. And so when Coach Hayes started letting sports go one by one, she basically kind of handed it down to Coach Bibles, and Coach Bibles kind of brought me in after I graduated in 2002. And that's how I ended up getting into my coaching.
Okay. So you heard me talk about Kiki. She's about to launch this book, and I'm really excited. So when you went to NAIA, we already know, which I'm really excited that they have increased the number of minority women in some leadership. You know, more women ADs are going into the NAIA. What kind of suggestions, other than what we're doing here, which is trying to open the eyes of women who want to take leadership roles, that the NAIA is a viable option? How was it working with Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes?
It was great. Learning some things from her, not only from Dr. Kiki Barnes, also from Janet Eaton, during a time while I was coaching and actually as the AD, Dr. Barnes, Coach Janet Eaton, and myself, we were the only three female athletic directors in the Red River Conference. So that we kind of stuck together and helped each other out and was there for each other throughout the process. Even when I did not return to Texas College as the athletic director, they stayed in contact with me. I stayed in contact with them just to see them. Even when I started back coaching, in 12, I would still see them when I play against Dillard or when I played against Wiley. So I always had a connection with them one way or the other.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. It's because Eaton, I met her at our last person listener reception, and I think that was 2019. Because I had never met her before, so from there I signed up to be on the podcast. So she's been on the podcast, but it looked like she was so I think she met someone she also had coached before, and they were at a different institution. But she just loved the camaraderie of black women in athletic administration. And I posted some pictures in a promotion for the upcoming virtual one, and she's definitely in it. And so you named some heavy hitters.
Yes, I love them to death. I didn't speak to her, but we communicate on Instagram or Facebook at times, not so much talking anymore, but I just miss having their presence.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that the chat in the garden is kind of filling that void for you. I'm hoping. That's my prayer, you know, feel connected. Come again.
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely. I actually had one of my former students. She was there when I was at UAPB, but did not play volleyball. She ended up coming in playing volleyball after I left. She was softball, I believe, Monique Curl, and she is now the AD over at Houston Tillerson and Austin.
Yeah.
So when she, I knew she was at Prairie View, you know, when she left UAPB, she was doing interns and was doing good at UAPB. And then she, I think she went on for her master's at Prairie View, and then she ended up working on her, and she ended up going, I forgot where she went, to be an athletic director, and then she ended up coming back down south, and she ended up getting the role at Houston Tillotson as the athletic director. So it's good to see former students and athletes, you know, moving up to the position, and just being in contact with her. She took on a heavy role coming into the conference, and with Houston Tillotson, she's gonna do a remarkable job over there.
I have no doubt. She called me, I want to say the top of where we were. They were the first to announce that they were suspending sports, and she was planning how to keep her athletes and coaches engaged, and so she was in the forefront of it. So just put on the AD hat for a second. What is one of the things when you were AD that you were most proud of that you were able to institute? You kind of named some things, but just kind of give us like a little deep dive of what you, what's your secret sauce? What were you able to do?
My thing was you can't be an athlete if you don't go to class. I was huge on academics, and I am a strong, firm believer to where if you can't go to class, keep your head in the books, then you will never step foot on the court or the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's certain guidelines that we have to keep within the conference in order for you to play, depending on what classification you are. But to where me and the coaches, and they knew, sometimes coaches try to give leeway, but once you start doing that certification, black and white can't lie. You can't lie on black and white because it has to be submitted into the conference. So my strongest point and where I was focused on was more of the academics. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
It was just a thing to where I wanted the wins. Sometimes you're not going to always get the wins, but you got to have those kids that are going to be focused. If you can't be focused in the classroom, you just can't be focused on the field, because once you start slipping up on the field and not doing your work, guess what? You will never be able to play again, so you're going to be sitting out, and you have no choice but to get your lesson. So I made it very strict to where the coaches understood where I stood as an AD.
Well, you know, I began as an SID, so the fact that you were doing both, hats off to you. And just thank you for sharing your journey today.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, I want to thank my engineer, Jamla Harrison of Refined Solutions, for guiding me, being my eyes and my ears. Join us next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for updates on show guests and podcasts. Follow us on Facebook, A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith. And have a significant rest of the day.
You too. Thank you again.